Benny B, town trustee in the house. How's it going there, Ben?
So good, Bob. Such a beautiful day out in sunny, warm Carbondale, finally.
Yeah, and you're heading to winter.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to head to the tropics. It's the dry season, let's call it that.
Yeah. It'll be very exciting.
Yep, yep.
So we'll miss you while you're gone, but we'll envy you also.
Yeah, well, you need to reach out to some other trustees for a trustee report.
Yep.
Erica Sparhawk does a good trustee report.
She is...
She's over there at the 3rd Street Center, probably listening right now. Yeah. I think you're...
Hey, Erica.
You're on deck, Erica.
Yeah, Heather. I mean, we welcome anybody.
Yeah.
So what happened last night over there at Town Hall?
So we had our last regular meeting for the month of June.
Yay.
Yeah.
Big vacation break.
Yeah, and... you know, it wasn't a big, huge decision-making meeting, but I'd say it there were some pretty interesting things just to hear about. First one was we got a report from the town's auditor, who comes in every year by law and really goes through all the town's finances with a fine-tooth comb, all the way from...
All up in your business.
All up in our business. All up in Renee's business, our finance director. And it sounds like staff did a great job working with the auditor. And the auditor didn't really see any issues in there, which is exactly what you want to hear from from an auditor. But it's always just good to have that done. They did a really thorough report on their process. And then at the end, they can make recommendations if there's anything they think we need to do differently. They look at our reserve fund balances, all that kind of stuff. And the only pretty minor recommendation they made, which we went ahead and acted on last night, was that we update our investment policy to be a little bit more diversified. So the town keeps money in the bank all the time for operating expenses. It brings in revenue and puts it in the bank and then pays it out. And we keep quite a bit. We have a target of 75% of our annual operating expenses, which comes out to around $5 million that we want to have in reserves all the time in case there's a recession, in case there's a big, you know, the sewer treatment plant breaks down and we've got to fix it and it costs $1 million, those kinds of things that you don't want to be caught, you know, unprepared for. So we keep a lot of money in the bank. We spread it around at different banks, and we just change the policy a little bit to say instead of no more than 50% at any one institution, it'll be no more than 40% at any one institution.
So that was the only change? That you didn't buy Bitcoin or anything?
There will be no Bitcoin invested with Town of Carbondale money.
Penny stocks.
And just so listeners know, when you hear like investments and diversification, you know, every once in a while you hear about some municipality somewhere that took some risky moves with their town investments and lost money. We don't do that. We're governed by a lot of statutes, but we just take a very conservative approach. And what Jay, our town manager, was explaining last night is that a few years ago, I think 3 years ago even, you basically couldn't get any interest on any deposits, any sort of savings account.
You're losing money to inflation every year.
Exactly. And so that's changed a little bit. So we're being a little bit more proactive on just looking for a simple good interest rate. So it's not putting it in the stock market or anything like that, but trying to get, as you said, trying to get at least 2% or so to keep up with inflation off of that. So that was that took some time, but you know, no big decisions made there other than that, and a pretty minor one. The other big items on the agenda were we had a great presentation and really high level of involvement from our senior community last night under the kind of umbrella group that they've formed that they call CAFCI. That's the Carbondale Age Friendly Community Initiative. And their goal has been to really just represent, I actually just wrote down their goal, is to be visible and vocal whenever senior representation and participation will serve to make Carbondale more age friendly for people of all ages. So they asked us last night and we agreed to support an application to AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, to become a designated
age. To get one of those membership cards?
Age-friendly community. And that basically, so we said yes to that, and that was their big ask last night. And they did a lot of great work to put together an application and a letter and all that so that Carbondale will hopefully be designated an age-friendly community.
Hmm.
And what that brings is kind of like we're a bike-friendly community, we're a Tree City USA. It's kind of a designation that tells people that this is a priority for us, and then it brings with it resources, networking, best practices, how do you make your community more age-friendly? It gives you a lot of answers to that question.
excellent.
Yeah. So that was good work. And it's, you know, it's, they started with some issues around mobility and sidewalks and kind of little things that benefit everybody, but sometimes everybody's not as aware of as somebody who's having more difficulty getting around, even about, you know, branches encroaching on the sidewalk that I might just push out of the way, but that somebody in a walker, it might really stop them and it might be a real obstacle. And, you know, transitions between curbs and sidewalks that a wheelchair or a walker can go up more easily, and where benches are placed. So they started with some pretty concrete, tangible things like that. But I think that they're, after they get this application approved, they'll expand into a little more, a little bit broader reach. And they're looking at how are seniors included in our community in all kinds of ways.
Yep.
So we really appreciated their work. And there was
state demographer is predicting an aging population in the Valley and Carbondale as well.
Yep. And one of the speakers last night, Ron, I don't have Ron's name in front of me, his last name, but Ron talked about the fact that he really put it in an interesting context, talked about that this aging generation is the baby boomers aging, and that as they've gone through life, they've kind of required the United States to adjust to them because of their numbers, you know, that we had to build more schools when they were kids, and then we had to build more colleges, and college expanded a lot when they were that age, and that whole activist generation in the 60s and all that. And that as they've gone up and they built a lot of businesses and expanded the economy, and now they're aging. And so we need to adjust to that. I think the forecast is that Carbondale's senior population will double in the next, I don't know if it's 10 or 15 years or something like that. But as more people hit 65 or so, and more people live good, long, healthy lives, once they are older, that population continues to be a bigger part of our total population.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we really appreciated that work. The last couple things were, we approved a medical marijuana license over on Buggy Circle that has been in the process for a long time. It's kind of interesting how that industry's changed. You know, it started out as medical marijuana, and then it became retail, and now there's not as much demand for medical. People aren't getting their medical marijuana card and all that. And so we didn't have any grow operations that were actually on the medical side of that divide. They're still licensed separately. So we licensed one of those last year.
Interesting.
Time. Yeah. And the last one was the approval and kind of support of a big list of state-level policy goals related to climate change. There's a group called Colorado Communities for Climate Action, CC4CA, that Erica Sparhawk represents us on and spends a lot of time, it sounds like, on conference calls and going to meetings and things like that to really set the state-level agenda to tell the state legislature, here's what towns and municipalities and counties in Colorado that are concerned about climate change, here's what they want to see at the state level. And so it was a big, long list of like 20 different policy statements. But they've made some good progress on those. And I think the stage is set at the state capitol for, it's a pretty climate action-friendly legislature and governor right now. So I think that they'll probably make some pretty big strides in the next year or two. So we're proud to be a member of that. We were member number 17, I think Erica said, of towns that joined Colorado Communities for Climate Action, and now there's 27, something like that.
Wow.
And, you know, as that grows, then it really begins to be the voice of all these communities together. So rather than little old Carbondale having to send somebody down to the state legislature and talk to our representatives about climate change, we can band together, and they have professionals who do that for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That was it. And, Bob, I can't stop without one little mention.
Hey, it's the last week.
Bob's doing it for me. I love it.
Days.
Last 4 days for what, Bob?
And the cans, the trash service.
We're talking trash.
Are in town hall. And I was over there yesterday. I even took a picture.
Did you?
And I was going to try and get it up on the KDNK website, but I didn't get around to it. And it is amazing to look at when, you know, I've only had one trash can at a time.
Yep.
So I never really did any comparison, and it was the trash can that the provider gave me.
Yeah, and it's the big one usually. It's the 96 gallon.
Yeah. So this week we took it out, and it had one bag in it.
Yep.
And so the examples at Town Hall tell how many tall kitchen bags will fit into the different cans. So if you know how many you generate in a week, you can pick the right size.
Yeah, and I think the medium... No, I think the small actually says it holds 5 tall kitchen bags, something like that. And that's what I signed up for. And I'm thinking, man, five tall kitchen bags, like I'm a little family of three. That would be almost filling up our kitchen trash can almost every day, right? Five out of seven, like that's a lot of trash. Yeah. And I don't know what I would even do to generate that much trash when I also have a big recycle bin, which comes with every level of trash service. And there's going to be places to drop off your yard waste. So if yard waste is what's filling up your can, you don't need the big one just for that. So we're really hoping to see people downsize their trash size and divert to compost and reduce and recycle.
The big news for the average Joe who has not been paying much attention to this is that if you don't sign up by the end of the month, then...
then you get automatically enrolled in the medium service level, which I think is $30-ish, $34 a month, something like that, which is still less than I think you can get from any current hauler in town. So you'll still save money, and you'll have a medium, which is a 64-gallon trash can delivered. The service is going to start in October, so we're signing up now by the end of this week, unless you want... you know, unless you want that default. And even if you want the default, town staff would like people to go to carbondalegov.org/trash or just the town website, carbondalegov.org, or just stop by in person at town hall this week during normal business hours and get signed up. You can get registered for the automatic payment system, and then you can never hear me talk about all this again. And
I don't believe that.
Not really think of it. Okay, it's true, because when they ramp up the rollout, maybe I'll have to mention something. But now is when we need people to actually do something. If you haven't yet, just pick up your phone, go to carbondalegov.org/trash right now. I did it in 2 minutes on the air. You can do it in 1 minute when you're not narrating as you go.
Especially if you're somebody who only generates 1 to 2 bags a week, you know, you can save some more money by signing up now for the small one.
That's right. And recycling will be every other week. That's one change that's in there that might not be as visible as maybe it should be, you know, as far as people's awareness. But you'll get a big recycle bin, and your recycles, if you're cleaning them as you should, then they shouldn't get all stinky, so it shouldn't be a big problem to have that every other week. That's part of how we've been able to bring the cost down, is the big cost here is the trucks driving around the street and picking up from every house every week and then shipping those recyclables down to Denver. So
Benny B, town trustee, off to Down Under and other assorted wonderful locations. Congratulations, Ben.
All right, we'll see you at Mountain Fair.
All right.